Pesachim per gimel mishne beis batzik shebesidkei areva. If you have dough that's in the cracks of a kneading bowl, and this dough was only there to be mechazik the broken shards or the broken area of the bowl. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, if there's a kezayis of chametz, which is not there to eat, but there's a kezayis of chametz in one place, chayev levar, he has to get rid of it, even though it's only there to be mechazik, and it's really only there to become part and parcel of the bowl, still by the fact that it's chametz and it's a kezayis, he has to remove it because we're afraid, the Rav says, that he's going to change his mind and take it from there. V'imlo, but if it's not a kezayis, batel b'miuto, it's not a problem, it becomes batel by the fact that it's small. This is not regular chametz. We know regular chametz, real chametz, is not batel to anything. This is chametz nuksha. I don't even know if this is chametz nuksha. It's mamish becoming part, it becomes part of the bowl itself. But at worst, it's chametz nuksha. Now, this is only if he's not mechashev it, that he's not makbid on it. If he's makbid on it, he does not want it there, then it's going to be a problem, as we're going to soon see, legabe, the next case. V'chein le'inyan ha'tuma. And also when it comes to tuma, meaning on Pesach of his sheretz, goes on to this piece of chametz that's there to be mechazik, the kli, if the chametz is a kezayis, so the fact that it's usser makes it that it's a davar chashuv, like the Rav explains, and therefore it's considered separate from the bowl on Pesach, and if a sheretz is on this piece of chametz, it does not mitame the rest of the bowl, because it's a chatzitza. This chametz, since it's a davar chashuv, the isser makes it in the davar chashuv, the Rav explains, so therefore it's a hefsik, it's a chatzitza, between the sheretz and the bowl. However, if it's less than a kezayis, then it's as if the sheretz is on the bowl itself. It becomes part and parcel of the bowl. Now, the way the Rav reads the hemshech of the Mishnah now, the Mishnah is talking now about the rest of the year. Im makbid olav, the rest of the year, where there's no iser chametz, and it's only tully in what you think. If you don't want it there, or you don't care about it. Im hikbid olav, chotzitz. If you're makbid on it, and you don't want it there, so it's annoying to you there, chotzitz, then it's a chatzitz, and the sheretz on top of this little particle doesn't even matter what shear it is. It's a chatzitza. V'mrotza b'kiyuma harehu ka'areva. But if he wants that thing there to be mechazik the bowl, also doesn't matter. Could be a very large shear of chametz. It's not Pesach, so it just becomes part of the bowl. Harehu ka'areva. It's as if the sheretz itself is on the areva. It can be like a very large piece of chametz. It's only there to be mechazik the areva, and you want it there, and you're not makbin on it, so it's not chotzitz at all. And we were saying before is that even on chametz, Mefarshim explain that even if it's a small shear, but it's something that you're makbid, even on Pesach, even if it's a small shear, that's also going to be a chatzitza, even on Pesach. Next case, potzek acheresh. If you have what's called dough that is deaf, which means just like lo aleinu, one calls out to a deaf person, they can't answer. So too, when one hits this dough, it doesn't make any noise. Or the other lashon is it's like cheres, that it's hard like pottery. Im yesh keyotzi bo shehichmitz. If there's other dough that was kneaded at the same time and it became aser. In other words, we're not sure if this dough, this basek acherish, is chametz yet. So if you have other dough that was kneaded at the same time that became chametz, hareza aser, then it's aser. But the Rav adds, but if you don't have other dough, so how do you know if it's chametz or not? So the shear is that a person should be able to walk a mil with a normal speed of walking. And the Rav explains that this shear is 2/5 of an hour.